Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. We had a great weekend. It was Mother's Day weekend. It was a little strange, but nonetheless, it was a good weekend. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before you with hearts of thankfulness. We are unworthy, yet you love and bless us continually, and we thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, for your forgiving nature. May we be humble and repentant people. Forgive us for our dismissive ways, for the tolerance of our sin and the sin in our own lives as well as in the world, and for the lack of love for the sinners. Forgive us, each one of us, as we forget to seek you in all aspects of our lives. We ask that your hedge of protection be around our president and vice president. Surround them with wise and godly counsel. Give to them the gift of discernment, that they can sift through the Jabberwocky laid before them, that they will make wise decisions for this nation and its people. Be with CSC Talk Radio, O God, that I might be your instrument. Bless this network as you have blessed Jabez, and our territory will be increased for your glory and for your truth. For such a time as this, we are faced with great evil and deception. Let us not fall into the abyss, but always look to you. For your ways are always the best ways, now and forever. Amen. What a difference a day makes. What a pandemic mess 6 days of deception by China brought to the world. Today we are witnessing our world coming to life again. Some churches had services for the first time this weekend, and many more will open up for this coming weekend. Businesses are very carefully, but for surely are opening up, and traffic is getting busier. The grocery stores show less panic and a few more items on the shelves, and there are more smiles on the faces, those faces that aren't wearing masks, as we step out of our houses and into our fresh air and sunshine. One of the articles I read this morning while prepping for the show was titled, Why America's Extreme Reaction to the Coronavirus Was Predictable and Why It Must End. It was written by Harry J., I'm not sure I can pronounce his last name, Kazanis. He went through some of the history of America, and he particularly went back to World War II when we turned this nation into a giant ammunition factory. And he also reminded us of how 9/11 made many differences in this country, and the skies were silent for only a brief time. And then the air travel was opened back up. However, we began to campaign a fight of unending wars, and more lives were lost. And I ask, was America's safety truly gained? No, I don't think so. Now a pandemic, and we were all willing for a time to take extreme measures to protect others. Maybe ourselves as well, but most Americans were worried about others. We were worried about our elderly. My children informed me I was one of those elderly. We were told 15 days, then it turned into 30 days, and now some governors don't want to stop the shutdown. I guess they're having too much fun. I don't know what their problem is. But that isn't enough. Many are taking on roles of tyrants and causing great disorder and anguish. Punishing people beyond measure is not protecting our nation, nor is it compassion for those who are truly hurting. Day by day, Americans have forgotten through the pandemic, and we fought and forged our way through the pandemic. Most Americans are ready to take it on now. Take it on. The virus isn't gone. More than likely never will be. But we cannot and will not live in fear, for that is not living. I'm concerned about our economy, and I'm concerned about our emotional health. the emotional health of this nation and of the people. I'm concerned about the tyranny being hammered toward many people. Missouri has suffered enough, and we're ready to go back to work, and our governor is ready for us all to go back to work. So kind of like a parent that's ready for the kids to go back to school. He's ready for us all to get back to work. Day by day, we have persevered as Americans at a pandemic to spare the medical industry from overload. We the people can do this. And we did. But we can do this. We can get back to work, and we're ready to roll up our sleeves, ready to repair the damage done to our own communities and our nation by America shutting down.